played on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Connect, solve painful problems, raise amazing adults, and have healthy families. Welcome to the Sean Donahue Show. Jordan and I do this podcast because we want your family to be close and connected. And we want you to feel empowered and equipped in your most important job, the most important job in the world. Let's go deeper than this podcast. Head to my website, parentingmodernteens.com, and get my email straight to your inbox. And when you're ready to go deep and get serious coaching from me, join me in my VIP membership. Parents are teachers, and every home is a school. So teach well, love well. All right. Let's have some fun together. Welcome back, my fellow parents, to an episode of the Sean Donahue Show. I'm here with my man, someone I admire so much, Jordan Steele Higley, and we are here to share some stories of information and goodness, and I'm really glad you're tuning in today because I like to mix it up on this podcast, do something different. And Jordan, you and I were chatting recently about, hey, let's do a creative episode, and you had an idea.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem like it because it seems like we are, you know, super buddy-buddy on this podcast, but there's a lot I don't know about Sean Donahue, right? So he's a very busy man. He does a lot of amazing things, and over our lifespan, I'll try to get little nuggets of little stories from some of the stuff he does. And I take his wisdom and I use it, but I don't really know what his day-to-day is like. And so I was like, Sean, why don't you give us a snapshot of what it's like to step into the world of Sean Donahue? A lot of us listening have taken these tips and they are great. And we're going to learn about that in a second. But there are a lot of us who have no idea what it means to maybe get mentored by Sean or have our kids, you know, get helped by Sean. And so I was like, can you share some stories of what it's like when you're working with these crazy teens? Because let's be honest, some of them can be crazy. Or these crazy parents, because let's be honest, some of us can be crazy. And give us an idea of what some of the hardest stuff you've had to do.
Yeah, I mean, I was hesitant when you first came up with that idea because it's like these are if I were to do this, which I am going to do it, these are people's private personal stories, and they're about minors.
Right.
These are about children, tweens, teens who went through some dark stuff, and their parents they're invited me into their families.
But the reason why I came up with that wasn't because I'm just like, oh, I want to read this novel, I want to watch this movie. It's like there's a lot of us that have this, and these stories can help us feel like, oh, we're not alone.
Yeah, that's the purpose. That's why we're doing this. This episode is going to be – you're going to hear five stories here, really, really intense stories, and they're there to help you to grow as a parent, for you to learn about parenting, to learn about, you know, teen culture and what's happening. And so I'm excited to share them, but I am pretty nervous here that maybe I'm gonna, like, all the names have been changed, I'm gonna slip on a name, our producer have to edit it out, you know, or I'm gonna make a mistake. I just decided that I'm gonna share this, and they're honoring stories so that if any of these families were to listen to this, they'd be like, yeah, Sean did this well. Because here's kind of the backstory. So I'm 45 year old now, but I think it was over a decade ago, about 11 years ago, I started a new type of creative business. So at that time, it was called Sean Donahue Family Coaching. And it was kind of similar to that TV show that you might have seen when you were younger, which is called The Super Nanny. So my team still does this, and I do kind of something different, but this is what I did at that time. I would travel to people's homes in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I would knock on their door. And I would show up just like the super nanny would on that TV show, and I would provide coaching for the family. Sometimes it would be just for the parents. Sometimes it would be just for the young person. And sometimes it'd be family sessions. So I'm there in the nitty gritty, man, in the messiness. And it was always so like you never know what you're going to see when you knock on that door. And I'm here to tell you what I saw. I tell you some stories, man.
I'm excited. I think everyone's excited. And I'm going to pick your brain about it because I'm sure it's very hard. I'm sure you've cried at times after you're done with your session. I mean, the stuff you know, it's like you become a part of their family.
So, yeah. So now what I do, just to be clear, I have a small team and they do this now. They work in person with young people. And now what I mostly do is I focus mostly on the parents. So I do mostly parent coaching through Zoom, either in one-on-one sessions or in my VIP membership, mm-hmm. which also comes with private time with me. And so in these stories that I decided to choose to share with you, all of these stories had to do with me working directly in person with a teenager, because I have a lot of juicy stories to tell. A lot of success. I like to say humbly and gracefully and thankfully, I have a lot of success stories about parent coaching, about me working with the parents. But the most juiciest stories are definitely the ones with me the in their homes, in the teenagers. So this is a podcast and let's make some good TV. But before we do, can we just celebrate something real quick? I asked, I've shared this before because doing a podcast, everyone, is very isolating. It's very, very weird. I'm just literally staring at Jordan's face right now. I'm in California. He's in Georgia. We don't hear, friend. There's no live audience here. So we don't know, except for we see that we're rated towards the top 10 in the world in parenting podcasts. I occasionally get messages. So the best thing that happens for one of the best things that happens for me, Jordan, is when people give us a podcast review on Apple Podcast Reviews, because that's the best way to get reviews, because Spotify doesn't provide that. So did you know we get positive reviews on Apple Podcast Reviews?
I try not to look because I get so much of that with being on the Weather Channel, and some of it's negative.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do my thing.
Yeah.
And
right.
If people are mad, I'm sure it'll come to me in some way or another, but I don't want to feed myself with negativity. So I'm glad they're reviewing us. I'm sure we've got some 1 stars. I'm sure we've got some 5 stars. So thank you to everyone who reviews us.
Thank you. It really means a lot. So please, if you listen to this, please do me a favor. Just go there right after this episode and share some words or just comment. And then after you that, leave me a message on whatever Instagrams. Here's a couple things that I just want to read a couple of them. Okay, here's one. I'm so incredible thankful to find this parenting podcast with Sean. We have 3 adopted kids from the foster system.
Oh, wow.
It's beautifully messy, and listening to the podcast is strengthening our relationship with all of our kiddos. Although we still have a long way to go, we feel so much more hopeful. Thankful for your content. Hopeful mama.
Oh, that's
how cool
awesome.
Is that, man?
Someone adopting 3 people? That is so cool.
I mean, here's
foster parents.
Here's a simple one from Leah Grazzi. Thanks for sharing your parenting advice. I'm truly a better parent because of the things that you share. Thank you so much. I mean, here's my favorite one. Okay, here's my favorite one. You ready? From, I think it's Gemma Jean Mary.
Gemma.
Perfect. Gemma Jean Mary. Yeah. She says, thank you, Jordan and Sean. This podcast gives a realistic view to many parents who are struggling. I love the advice that Sean gives, but for me, it's Jordan that makes the show. As Sean coaches, Jordan asked the questions that we're all thinking in our head.
That's good.
I love it.
The opening dialogue
between the two make the podcast feel like you're involved in a group counseling session instead of making you feel like you're listening to a parenting audiobook. Thank you for your advice and encouragement, because we all know good parenting changes the world.
Gemma, thank you. That's awesome. That's a great review.
Oh, so thank you.
So cool.
Thank you, JAE. Thank you, JS Hale, 33. And here's one. I mean, as a father of 4, BG Father times 4. This podcast has helped me continue to be the parent that I want to be. Gosh.
Oh, a dad listening. That's cool.
I know. It's such a, so please keep your words fuel Jordan and I, and they encourage us. So Jordan, you ready to hear some stories, man?
Yeah.
I have not practiced these stories.
So, no, that's okay.
I have not ever told them. And I don't
this is authentic.
Think about this. I don't really get to tell these stories about my work. Like, do you think I'm hanging out like at a 4th of July party? And like my friends, 4th of July party, my friend's like, hey, Sean, tell us like a really dark, juicy story from your work. Like, people don't ask me that. Like,
they
who does? You know what I mean?
Like, I have an uncle who's a firefighter. I'm like, hey, what's the craziest call you've been on over the last 6 months? You know, trying to get into
that. He probably likes it. Yeah. Now, think about that. If you have people that have like an intense work, just even ask them, hey, tell me something interesting about your work. And that's the thing, because, your local, like your friends, whether they have a confidential or not, they can still tell you their story. They just change the names. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what I'm going to do here today. So this is definitely one of, I got some very intense stories you're about to hear. I mean, this is really, really, in fact, here's another thing, Jordan, this is going to be our first episode where, dude, I'm going to put an E for explicit language up on it. Oh, man. I'm going to drop some swear words here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So first, before you get into this story, tell us what stage of life you were in,
yes,
what era and all that.
And the only reason I'm going to swear is because this is what some of the kids, they typed me. That's what they texted me. Those are what they wrote. So yeah, so I'm 45 now. Most of these stories happened between, you know, when I was 35 to 41.
Okay.
So yeah, most of these have happened. The ones that I picked happened in the past. And I have a lot. Yeah, that's just because that's just the way it worked out. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so I meet this dad and you have a console call. So we meet up at Fuddruckers and he's telling me about his son. We're going to call him Tommy. All right, Tommy. Okay. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? So he's telling me about how they recently moved to a new city about, you know, an hour away from their current city.
Okay.
And their son Tommy only went to school for like a week and then said, I'm not going anymore. And then he's like,
how old is Tommy? Tommy
is a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
Tommy is about, you know, 5'11". And I'll tell you how he looks in a second. Okay. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Why isn't he going to school? He's like, you know, he won't tell me. I was like, so what does he do all day? He's like, he sits in his room. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, why? I have to go to work. So mm-hmm. I go to work and he's in his room. Well, when you go and talk to him, what happens? Oh, he cusses me out. He says, get the fuck out of my room. I was like, okay. So is he going to be open to meeting with me? He says, no. I was like, okay. So yeah, have you tried to get him to a therapist or to a psychologist? Say, oh, he refuses. It's like, all right. And so let's make a plan. So here's the plan we've made. I'm going to go into this house and I'm going to try to find out what's going on with this kid. Mm-hmm. He's going to, and we actually map out a plan for what happens if you refuse to meet with me.
Okay.
So we make a plan and it was actually a 4-day plan. And here's how it worked. And it actually worked out just as we planned. So I showed up at the house and now the first time that I'm there, the dad was there. So he lets me in because the dad has to go to work.
Can I get time out, Rosa?
Yeah, anytime. Because okay. I've told this story very rarely, so I'm going to be missing holes.
Okay. But there was something that I was thinking about that maybe some viewers or listeners are thinking about too. What would happen if the dad just dropped the kid off at school and said bye and drove away?
He won't get in the car. He wouldn't even get in the car.
Oh, he won't even get in the car.
No, we're talking a 5'11".
Yep.
You know,
okay.
Alpha male.
Sophomore,
so I'm asking.
Said?
Sophomore. So okay. Tell me, what are his hobbies? He says, well, he's really into classic rock. He's really into World War II, which is like a thing. There's a lot of young people that are like into World War II history, memorabilia, tanks.
Okay.
And he's traditionally been a pretty good student. He's like a very, very, you know, very intellectual, very good conversationals. And I was like, well, you know, what does he do all day? He's like, I don't know. I know he comes out and he eats. And
does Todd have a mom? Is the mom in the picture?
No mom in the picture.
Okay,
and at this point, I was like, well, so I'm thinking, okay, well, what's going on with screens? Is he a screen addict? Is he just playing video games all day? He's like, oh, my son is definitely addicted to screens. That's what led us here. What do you mean? Well, he stopped going to school. So I tried to pep talk him, tried to help him. I know it's hard being a new kid in school, but he wouldn't go. He literally just stayed home and played video games.
Okay.
So then I took the screens away and he started getting violent with me, telling me, you know, cussing me out, telling me how much he hates me. And then it didn't work. He didn't go to school. So then I made a deal with him. Okay, you get your screens back if you go to school. So I gave him his screens back and he went to school for like an hour and then he walked home. He won't go to school. He won't talk to me. I do not know what's going on with my son.
Okay.
Pretty intense, right?
Really
so what do you do in this situation? You don't have many options. Boarding schools have an option. It's called a transport. We know where two big men come in the middle of the night and they put you into the cargo van. So here I am. So I show up to the door and I walk up to his room. I have no idea what he looks like. And the door is closed. And the dad already told him I'm coming over. So I knock. Hey, Tommy. Hey, man. My name is Sean. How's it going? I love to get to know you. Talk. We could talk through the door if you want. You want to hear what's going on? And silence.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, knock again. Hey, man, I can be very patient. I know you probably don't want me here. I know you've probably been through a lot. I know you don't want to talk to me, but your dad really cares about you. He loves you. And he really wants us to talk. Can we please talk? And he's like, no, I'm not talking. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Let's just talk. We can talk anything you want. You know, we talk about music. We talk about sports, World War II. Let's just get talking. It's okay. We can talk through the door if you want. And now he starts cussing me out. And like I said, mm-hmm. it's okay. I know some of you do not like cussing, but I'm going to drop some swear words in this. So now he's cussing me out. So now I'm going to talk to some freaking counselor coming to my house. Who the hell mm-hmm. are you? Get out of my house.
Right.
So now, we had a 3-day plan, Jordan, that I was going to come to that house for 3 days. And so for 3 days,
oh, I thought it was a 4-day plan. 3-day plan. Okay.
Four-day plan. But for 3 of those days, I was going to go to his house and I was going to try to beg him, woo him to come and talk with me. And so what I did the first day, I took a chance. I opened the door and I peeked in and I saw something pretty interesting. I saw
that first day. That first day?
Probably the first day.
Right when you were still talking about that. Okay.
Maybe the second day.
Okay.
I opened the door. It was probably the second day. I opened the door because I want to see who was looking out here. He didn't have a lock on the door. And I see a really pale looking teenage dude, bed against the back wall, sitting on the bed. Like maybe like, you know, there's like books on the side of the ground, black, you know, hair, like kind of longer off to the side, totally
like emo,
unkempt.
Like an emo.
Yeah, line. Emo. And okay. it smelled in there mm-hmm. because he doesn't leave. He's got food in there. And he walks to the door and he gently shuts the door on my face. And so I start talking more. And I said, now on day 2, I'm like, hey, man, I heard from your dad. You got to talk with me. Please just tell me what's going on. Tell me why you don't want to go to school. It's okay. And more cussing me out, calling me names. I saw you. Look at that fucking shirt you're wearing. Look like an idiot. He's just like now putting me down, right?
Okay.
And I'm just trying to be loving. I'm trying to be calm and cool. I'm like, can we talk about, you know, something? And then I start talking a little bit about music, classic rock, Skinner, Creedence, World War II. And he'll start talking a little bit. Then he shuts it down. So then I'll open the door and he shuts it. And you get the dance, right? So then mm-hmm. the theme is this. Hey, man, I got to let you know. You got to talk with me. We could do this the hard way or the easy way. Now, I sound like a cop from like, you know, those cop shows. Good. I got to come in. You got to let me in. And we're either going to come in or you're going to let us in. I'm going to come in and your dad's going to come in or you're going to let us in. So by the 4th day, right, 4 days straight, it's time for us to come in. And this is where it gets pretty nuts. You ready?
Yeah. Did you ever fear for your life at all? You know, did you ever fear that when you walk in there, he could have something that could harm you? Were you ever?
Definitely.
Okay, you were. Okay.
World War II is about war.
Yeah, I know.
And about weapons. And yes.
Okay.
Right. And so here it is on day 4. I think it was like Thursday now. We have a plan. His dad was going to read him an intervention letter. And pretty much the letter said this. I love something like this, something we crafted together. I love you so much. I can't just sit back and see you live this way. Because he's been in this room for weeks at this point. Mm. Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, the plan was for him to read this letter. And the letter was going to say, I'll tell you what it says in a second.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Okay. And we go in there, and we kind of, and he starts trying to barge the door closed.
Right. So you force
and
your
so
way in.
We force our way in, and he initially starts, dad starts reading the letter, and he starts cussing his dad out. He takes this paper out of his hands,
yep.
He reaches it, and he starts pushing his dad. Now, his dad is a strong dude, you know, probably 5'11" himself, you know, as a grown man, but we had already had a plan that his dad was not going to get physical with him, right? That just wouldn't be good for the relationship.
Sure.
But I was there to protect everybody. And so he starts pushing his dad and cussing him out. So I then get in the middle and I'm like, no, man, I'm not going to let you touch your dad. And he starts coming at me now.
Right.
So I push him off me. Cause he's now in my face,
right.
And he comes at me, dude. He comes at me. And so I used a move that I almost, the last time I used this move was probably when I was in high school and I was bullying my little sister,
a wrestling move.
I pin his arm behind his back and I throw him onto his own bed, mm-hmm. belly down, arm behind his back. Here we are. You'll see me on freaking Instagram as the family coach talking about loving connection.
Yeah, this is years ago when you were
my
like...
My arm. I was like, will you calm down? Will you stop? I could have easily just snapped that arm so quickly, right?
Of course, yeah.
He's like, okay, I'll stop. And then he gets up and he's saying stuff like, I'm going to fucking kill you, man. I'm going to fucking kill your family.
Right.
I'm going to find out where you live.
Kid.
I'm going to go to your house. I'm going to kill your wife. I'm going to kill your kids. I'm going to fucking kill my brother. I'm going to kill everybody. And I'm like, oh my gosh. At least that was not verbally attacking it or physically
attacking it. Physically, but he's verbally. Okay. So you got
the
situation.
Okay, this is scary. Because right now, I don't know if he has a knife on him.
Right.
I don't know if he has a gun. His dad owns like 20 guns, by the way. And so
at least you were able to stop in that situation. Right.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have your dad leave the room and I'm going to sit here quietly and we're going to sit in quiet for 30 minutes. I want you to calm down. I'm going to calm down. Your dad really cares about you. And I want you to think about what you're going to do because you have to make a decision right now. Option one is we're going to call 911 and we're going to 5150 you. You're going to be taken to the youth mental hospital and you will not be coming back. It's okay. No, I'll just lie to them. I'll get out. I'll just lie to them. No, you won't be lying to them. You will be in there for a long time for based on what you just said. You're a danger to your health, self and others.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you might go directly to a boarding school. Or you're going to apologize for what you just said. And you're going to say, I didn't really mean that. I was just very angry. And we're going to work this out. And your dad's going to read you a letter. So think about your decision. So for 30 minutes, we sat there. And at
the
time, then I go down on the stairs to check with his dad. I was like, hey, man, like, is he really going to do that stuff? Is he going to hurt his brother? Is he going to hurt me? My family? He's like, no, man. He was just saying that. I was like, really? Can I trust you? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Can I trust you? He's like, yeah, I just think he's got a sweetheart. He's just really hurting. So we go back and he says, and I do not mean that. I will not hurt you, hurt my brother, hurt my family. And then I said, thank you. Are you sure? Because I will call 911. We'll tuck you away right now if you're not genuine about this. And so you can see the tension is starting to go down, right? Any questions so far?
The question I have is, did you get the history on this of maybe potentially you understanding why he was like this? Did the mom die?
No.
Did they get a divorce?
No, the parents were divorced, but I knew nothing.
Okay. You knew
and
nothing. The dad knew nothing.
Okay. Because, you know, the dad's not psychic and you don't know what you don't know. So you only make guesses about it. So then the dad reads the intervention letter, go to boarding school to work, a therapeutic boarding school, or agree to work with Sean 5 days a week.
Mm.
And he's like, I have to meet with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. So starting the next day, I showed up. I said, hey, what do you want to do? You want to go for a walk? You want to go get food? You want to, he's like, let's go for a walk. So every day for a period of, I think 3 weeks, 5 days a week, me and Tommy went for walks. Sometimes we walked to eat sushi together because it had a very interesting palate. sometimes we played video games together and then we talked. And here's what I found out. Tommy's mom was a very mean parent. Very mean to Tommy. Used to call him names. Used to hit him. Used to spank him. Used to just be like, have narcissistic traits. He used to protect his younger brother from the mom. All the while, Tommy is getting angry at the dad. You tell me, Jordan, why would he be angry at his dad?
Because that's the only person there. Maybe yeah. Because that's that's your punching bag. You can't punch at your mom. Your mom's not there. Your mom's not around. Mm-hmm. That's my thought.
I think that's good. That's true. Also, because
maybe he blames his dad that she was like that.
It's all good. Also, what I found out is because the dad did not protect him from his mom.
Ah, there you go.
So then one day the mom leaves the whole family, leaves a Dear John letter behind and says, I'm moving to a different state, 10 states away, and you may never see me again. That's it. Mm. And now here he is a month or two later in a new city, in a new school. And he just pretended just has to go to school and figure this out. He couldn't do it. This kid had been through major trauma and shock, and he was not feeling safe. He was not feeling good about his life. And to make matters worse, his younger brother had continued an emailing and texting relationship with the mom. And so what do we do? Well, we started working on his pain and his trauma, and he started warming up to me. He started saying nice things to me. He started getting out of the house. He started making good deals with his dad. He started going to an alternative school. He started doing his homework. He started getting some screen time back. He started, he started a hobby. He had to get a challenge. He said, if you want screen times, you're going to have to start exercising. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't want to exercise. You have to go on more walks. So he picked a sport. He started playing that sport. He started to get a job. He said, I don't want to get a job. He said, if you want screen time, you got to get a job. He got a job. And this young man, he built his life back together. And then
that's amazing.
A year or two later, he sent me a text on December 20th. He says, hey man, I hope you're having a happy holiday season with your wife and kids. Oh, and we've been texting each other and mostly around the holidays every year since then. He's a project manager. He's putting himself at a tech company. He doesn't have a college degree, and he is the boss of other people who have college degrees. He's totally reconciled with his brother, with his dad. He has friends. He exercises, and he's putting himself through community college, man.
That's amazing. So a couple things that, you know, we can take away from the story. And one of them is obviously that was a really rough situation and you had to create a bang. You had to create a moment where you could get like instantaneous respect because if you weren't to get physical in that one moment, who knows what would have happened to his dad? Who knows if he would have started swinging at you? But you had to like put an end to it. It's like when the kids are screaming, you take a pot and smash it together and say, stop. You know, it's like a loud jolt to cause them to stop in that moment.
Yeah.
And then from there, you were able to slow things down. You took your timeouts. You built everything back and it took time. It sounds like this process went along a long way.
Yeah, I think that's a couple of the takeaways. If you have a really, 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 really bad situation, here's a couple of things to take away. One is it takes drama. You have to be dramatic. And some of that might mean dramatic changes or dramatic like interventions. You know what I mean? That's something I've learned from doing this for so long, right?
It's almost just, like the kid has to come to respect you in a way, whether it's that, what you did, or like in a different way. They see you differently. They have to have some kind of respect for you. And you earned respect in that moment.
Yeah, it's a fine balance because like what they would have done in the 70s and 80s is just use all power and no lovey-dovey stuff. So what many parents today struggle with their teenagers, Jordan, is they struggle with using power. Like they're afraid of their kid. Their kids are punching holes in the wall and using violence to threaten. Mm-hmm. And they're just afraid of being parent. They're afraid of standing up because they're afraid of the outcomes.
Right.
And I don't blame them. It is very scary, but you cannot let a young person like have the power in the house. It's not healthy. It's not the way the family was designed.
Well, I'm glad that the dad, you know, he had a big fork in the road and it was, what do I do? And you were one of the outlets that could have probably been the best one. If we have a magic eight ball or a time machine and could go back and change that, your path, I wonder what this Tommy, whatever his name is, I wonder what would have happened. I wonder if he
would have happened darker.
What could he right. have been, could it have been worse?
Oh, so much dark stuff that he was involved with online. Now let's talk about something dark, but not in a traditional sort of dark. Imagine this girl. We're going to call her Catherine. Imagine okay. her freshman in high school. She's got blonde hair past her shoulders. If you saw her in person, you would be like, she is so lovely, like a dream daughter. And this is not an X-rated story. This is a PG story of how Catherine acts. But in the inside, there is some dark, horrible stuff that's going on. And let me tell you about what we did with her. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So this girl was really having severe anxiety. She was starting to, you know, throw up before school. She was having a fear of going to school. She was just feeling insecure. And she was feeling like, you know, really, really anxious. And this is a pretty typical situation for a lot of teenagers. You with me? It doesn't sound too outlandish, does it?
No. Nope.
But let me tell you why I just feel so good about this success story, about what we did. I developed an activity years ago, and I might have even made a book out of this activity. I call it Your Top Five Thoughts. Have you ever heard me chat about that on this podcast?
No, I like it though. No, I've never heard it. This is the first time.
All right. Here, you know, we could, it's really interesting. So
we know what yours are.
Why? What are my thoughts? What?
Just something you talk about often on this podcast. Nothing. Never mind. Keep going.
Oh, okay. I don't even know what you're talking about. What? Okay. I guess we'll keep going. Okay. So what I'll do is I do this with parents sometimes, but my team and I really do this a lot with young people. I just did it. I mean, just doing it recently with somebody I'm working with. I learned that if you ask somebody, Jordan, hey, tell me your top five thoughts in life, that person, no matter what age they are,
mm-hmm.
they can answer you. Like, what do you think about? Like, tell me right now. Put you on the spot. Tell me a couple of things.
Oh, okay.
Couple of thoughts you think about.
Future planning. I think about that all the time. Okay.
You're very futuristic. Okay.
Futuristic. Try to retire early. Try to, you know, take care of the family.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Think about that a lot. I think about how grateful I am for where I am and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Is that count?
It. Yes,
count?
It sure okay. does. It sure does. What else? Don't think too much about it.
Okay.
We're thinking about your thoughts. What else?
How many idiots there are out there in the real world.
Oh,
I mean, I'm just like, I get so mad. I'm like, are you really this dumb? Like, come on.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I get so mad at people.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm just being honest for a second.
No, I love it. Just keep it real. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Those are the top three that I
All right. Good. Yeah. For me, like, I think a lot about what am I going to have for dinner? Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Food, I do a lot of intermittent fasting, like every mm-hmm. day, like including today. So I really am into dinner, you know, and like what I'm going to eat. I think a lot about my wife, just being with her, kissing with her, you know, being close with her.
That's what I was alluding to last time.
Yeah. I figured you were, you perv. Yeah. Yeah. I figured you were. I think a lot about what I'm going to do on the weekends because I just love being outdoors, man.
Yeah.
I just love weekends.
Yeah. Hunting.
So
I think about my hunting trip or like an outdoors trip, fishing. I think about that often. Yeah.
I often think about too what I'm grateful for, like in my prayer life, my spiritual life, just gratitude. But here's what I asked Catherine. Here's her results. Ready? Her results when she first took this assessment, this is what she said. Now imagine, and I'm going to ask you, tell me, based on what you're hearing from her top five thoughts, what do you think she's like? What do you think her personality is like? What are her relationships like with her family, her friends, her self-esteem with herself? Her number one thought in life. This is her result. Ready?
Yeah.
I have a whole book of recorded thoughts from teenagers of their answers. I have learned so much about human beings from asking teenagers this question. Are you ready for this?
I believe it.
I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Her number five thought in life. If I'm being awkward, they probably won't want to talk to me again.
Okay. Self-conscious. Okay. Yeah.
Number four, do I have anything on my face?
Self-conscious. Okay.
Number three, are people looking at me?
Oh man, this is a problem.
Okay. Number two, how will this affect my grade?
Okay.
And her number one thought in life, this wonderful, lovely, great home, great parents, lovely girl. Her number one thought in life is I'm probably being awkward right now.
Dang. That is so sad.
When you want to bet on sports, played on a field or ice or courts,
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
I mean, why is that sad? Well, because it's just like, that just shows you what like growing up in society is like. I mean, kids being bullies and picking on each other. Like my son, we bought him these shoes. He went to school. They were making fun of him because they're like, those are fake. We bought him a jacket, making fun of him. I'm like, it's just constantly having to battle stupidness and dumb people. Yeah. And it just makes me sad for someone who should be having fun. You're at an age where it's like, this is awesome. You're in high school and this is what you have to think about because of other kids, other people.
Yeah. If you like this, hang tight on this episode because the next two stories I have, it has their thoughts too. So here's what we did. I put her through kind of my coaching process. And if you want your teenager or tween or college age student to go through this, you can contact us and we can put them through this process. And we did some great work with them, helping her to understand her own mind or mindfulness and really all these things we have about mindset. And then I had her take the assessment at the end of our time together. And can I tell you the results? Ready?
Please.
Like I said, this is not an X-rated story of drugs or violence or swear words.
No, this is a great
story.
This is a self-improvement.
Yeah, this is the most everyday teenage story of what it takes. And this is if you're sending your child or yourself to the therapist, this is what ROI you're looking for. Here's what she said. Okay, ready? In no particular order, this is what her top five thoughts were. Ready? You are allowed to talk and speak up.
Nice.
Isn't that great?
That's great. I don't know how you got her to believe that. That's awesome.
That's what she thinks about now.
Yeah, because imagine whatever being, you taught her, right?
It's imagine okay. being your number one thought in life is, I'm probably being awkward. What is that going to do for you? Your mental health? You're going to cause yourself anxiety.
You're going to stay in the corner.
Lower your own low self-esteem. You're going to ruin your own life with that thought.
Correct.
Such a poisonous thought. It's like, I tell them, it's like drinking right out of a Clorox bleach. In fact, I've done that. I've literally done this so many times. Not so much anymore because now I mostly focus on the parents. I will walk into a Target or a shopping store with a teenager. This was back in the old Super Nanny days. I will then tell them, hey, I will have a glass with me and I will open up a bleach or an ammonia. I'll pour it into a glass. I will hand it to the teenager and I will say, drink this. And I'm dead serious in my look. I'm like, I want them to drink it. What do you think they say? What do you think they do?
I probably look at you like, you're friggin' crazy.
There was only one kid that I worked with that it was like, he started to mess with me like he was going to drink it. And I really thought there's a chance this kid would drink it. This kid has some issues. But essentially, the message is this. Look, these thoughts, you're poisoning yourself. Right? Mm-hmm. You're poisoning yourself, your beautiful self. Here's her next thought in life. There is a very low chance of this worst case scenario happening. That's one of our top five thoughts.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's a very low chance of a worst case scenario. That allows you to be a risk taker. I really love that.
Yeah. So it's like the antidote to this thing that therapists call catastrophizing is that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to catastrophize. The chances of that happening are very low.
Very low.
Here's the next one. Is there food in my braces?
Okay.
Isn't that cute?
So there's still
isn't that cute?
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that cute? Next one. Remember to project confidence. That's what she thinks about. That's what she thinks
about.
That's
very mature. Very mature.
And here's my favorite one. Ready? What do I want?
Nice.
What do you think that means? What do I want?
Well, it finally gives someone the power back to themselves. Before, she gave everybody else the power. I was just talking to my daughter about this the other day. I was reading a book from the Bible. It was 1 Corinthians. And it was basically a comment where it's like, stop looking at other humans for self-satisfaction because you're not going to find it. Stop looking for approval from your peer. Yeah. Because no matter what, let's say you have 5 approval and 1 disapproval, you're going to focus on the disapproval.
Yes.
You can't make everybody happy.
Yeah,
and the reality of the story in the Bible is the only one who you need to worry about judging you is God and Jesus and blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is you have taught her this inwardly to stop looking at outside sources that could impact her and say, no, I'm in charge of my life. I get to decide what I want to do and how
I feel. True. Well said, buddy.
That was a beautiful story. I just went into like more of like a religious side of it, but do you ever get into that balance of good, evil, Bible,
all the time? Jesus? Oh, okay. All the time. I mean, there's a lot of ways to build esteem, whether you're using spiritual truths or theories or philosophies or not. Like, for example, here's something I teach. Self-esteem comes from doing esteemable things.
Yeah, that's good.
Does that make sense? Doesn't that make sense? How about this truth? The most powerful voice in your own life is your own voice. Right. So some people like might be spiritual and they say, no, it's the voice of God. It's God. No, it's not. I'm sorry to mimic that, but it's not true because everywhere you go, your voice goes with you. And so it's like you have to train our minds and our voice to speak goodness and speak truth to ourselves. So I don't believe in positive thinking. I teach people and I believe in true thinking. Let's think about true things.
Well, now, I mean, and that's even written in the Bible about how to think, how to speak, the power of the tongue and all of that.
That's so true. For those of us that are into historical, you know, truths or philosophy or mindfulness, all this stuff, a lot of the stuff that you see out there out here today, it's not new. This is ancient old wisdom. Now let's talk about something dark. Let me tell you about one of the darkest situations I've ever seen. Okay, we're going to call him Shane. Are you ready for Shane?
Yeah. Okay. I had a friend named Shane once.
Shane.
He was a little dark too.
So Shane Shane's parents contacted me because he has a severe screen addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Addicted to his phone, addicted to his video games. Now, he had a more well-balanced high school career where screens were definitely a huge issue. But the parents hoped, like a lot of parents do, that he would grow out of it in college. The reality is that my team and I work with a lot of college freshmen, and they do not grow out of it. In fact, just because you're your high school student might be got accepted to university. That means they're academically prepared to go to college, but they may not be socio-emotional prepared to go off to
preach
university.
It 100%, man. That is so true.
And so check out this dark family drama here. Here's the short version of it. I mean, I start seeing him on a Zoom call, and just like the previous kid, this is a really good looking kid, but his skin is so pale. And I put him through this first activity, one of these open activities of like your top five thoughts. And I'll tell you what he said in a second, but just imagine this, imagine having your son go off to university and, you know, you look at his grades and they're F's. Mm-hmm. You look at his attendance. He doesn't go.
Oh,
this dude stopped going to class and doesn't leave his apartment. Get ready for this. I said, do you ever hang out with your roommates? No. Then I asked more and more questions. You know how in some dorm rooms they have like you have your private bedroom, but then you share a kitchen?
Yeah. Or a bathroom. Yep.
Or a bathroom.
Yep.
And so it was one of those situations. So I think living with friends and your peers when you're in your 20s, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Like that's what you want to do, right? You don't want to live by yourself. That could be lonely.
Sure.
And I said, well, do you ever talk to your roommates? No. Hold on. You've been living there for 6 months. You don't hang out, talk, play video games? No. No one talks to anyone here. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, what about when you guys run into each other in the kitchen?
Common area, right.
He's like, nope. Do you greet each other? No. Do you give yourself like a head bob? Like, what's up? Not really. Are you telling me here, Shane, is it one of those situations where you'll purposely put your headphones in when you go to the kitchen so you do not have to talk? He said, yeah, that's what I do. I said, how common is this? He's like, this is pretty common. I did not know that.
This is common in the real world right now?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm so out of the elements. I mean, I talk for a living. So I just am always like, hey, how's it going? What's your name? What do you do? I can't imagine
I've worked with numerous college students, and this is how they agree. Different from Canada to the US. This is what's happening for some college age students. It's a thing.
Oh my gosh. Gosh, can I ask what college? Does it matter which college?
Doesn't matter. No, all colleges. All colleges. Did you know that there was an article that came out? I think it was in the Journal or New York Times like 15, 20 years ago. I wish I had the article to read for you today, but it was about this this thing that was happening in Japan. And in Japan at the time, they had this thing where there was becoming thousands and thousands of young men who did not leave their apartment. And they stayed in their apartment 24/7. And the Japanese, they came up with a name for it. And the men would order food to the house because they had DoorDash before we did. They would even pay women and girls to come to their house to watch them play video games.
What?
And when I read that, I was like, holy crap. I wonder if that's going to come to America. I was like, no way. We would never go for that here in America. It came, man. And then it got worse during COVID. It's here right now.
Gosh.
It's happening. No, it's happening to young men and women right now. They do not leave their places, man. They DoorDash. They get Instacart. And they live on a screen.
Oh, that is so sad. So how do you balance that? So you are chatting with this guy, Shane.
Well,
and you're trying to get him outside.
He wants to change, but he doesn't want to change, right?
Yeah,
he's addicted. He's addicted. He feels so. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Is it anxiety?
Sure.
Is it this? Is it fear? He's like, yeah, there's a little bit of anxiety. What's going on? Is it just screen addiction? I mean, we're talking mindlessly scrolling through, like, you know.
I worry about the VR world of it being like that. Ready?
Yes.
Everyone living in this realm and not being able to just speak to another human being.
It's here. It's arrived, man. So you ready for this? Here's his results for his top five thoughts. You ready?
At the end of your session?
No, man. At the beginning.
No, the beginning.
Ready? Number one thought in life. What do you think it's going to say? Based on what you know about it, what do you think is number one thought in life is?
What does everybody think about me? What does the world think about me? Am I don't know, something to where it's self-conscious.
Number one thought in life, I'm just going to watch my show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Why study? Why exercise? Why eat right? Why be grateful? I'm just going to watch my show. That's what I'm doing. He's just existing. Number two thought, my future is not worth the struggle.
Whoa.
Man, number three thought.
Him that?
Number three thought in life. Right. Where does that come from? I'm shit at this.
Oh my gosh.
Number four, my existence is pointless. And number five should not come to any surprise. I'm bad at dealing with people. Mm-hmm. So of all the things that this young person could be thinking about, what do you think he's like? If a person thinks these thoughts, what do you think he's like?
He doesn't talk. He sits in the corner.
Right,
he,
man. He's
avoids
awkward
confrontation.
People. Yeah.
He does not. Yeah.
Because here's the truth. Our thoughts become a reality. So if you think this way about yourself, then this was going to happen. Now, I worked with him a lot and he had lots of ups and downs. He had relapses. So here's one of the themes that I got through working with him. I said to him, Shane, I can see your future and it's very bright.
Mm-hmm.
For you to get through this, for you to break your screen addiction, for you to find esteemable things, find joy, find meaning and purpose, you need to find your people. I said, you haven't found your people and you haven't found your thing. You haven't found your one thing in life that just lights that fire under you, that passion. You haven't found your thing. Like if you were Michael Phelps, famous swimmer, it's like you're Michael Phelps before he found swimming. It's like you have not discovered what
lost.
It is yet.
You're lost.
You're lost. And I've got good news for you.
Wandering
you're going to find
in the dark.
It. You're going to try new things. And it won't be that. And it won't be this. And you're not going to give up. And you're going to keep trying. And then you're going to find it. And you're going to be like, I like this.
Yeah.
And then you're going to find your people. And they're going to like it. And then you're going to find a girl. And she's going to be into it. And you guys are going to fall in love. And you're going to be totally different one day. And it's going to take you step by step. And your parents love you. I love you. We're going to do this one step at a time. Here's his thought life 1 year later. And then I'm going to read you a text. Right?
Okay.
1 year later, the anniversary of his first thought life. Here's what he wrote. In no particular order. What is my daily workout today?
Oh,
number
nice.
Two.
Wow.
What do I have to get done today? Number three thought. Thoughts about his dog.
Oh, sweet.
He likes thinking about his dog.
Yeah.
He misses his dog. He loves his dog. He doesn't even live with his dog. He's off at university. And his number four thought, I might as well try.
Nice. That is so different. Okay. Nice.
Right. So here he is. Here's a text that I recently got from him. Are you ready for this? All right, I gotta make sure I change his name. Hey, Sean, thanks for reaching out to me. And I hope you're doing well and you had a good holiday. I've been doing much better lately. Last year, 2023, from spring to the end of fall, I worked as a canoe guide in the Algonquin Park, which was amazing. I was able to go on canoe trips on my days off and I lived with about 40 coworkers and was able to have some really fun times. When we spoke before, I really have a plan for my future, but I'm really excited to become an outdoor adventure guide now.
Wow.
So come fall, I'm taking a 2-year college program to get my certifications. In the meantime, I moved to the Yukon.
Whoa.
It's been a real change with the temperatures here averaging around minus 25 degrees Celsius and dropping as low as minus 50 in the winter. But I've really been enjoying it so far. The landscape is beautiful. I've been hiking and skiing regularly. And in come spring, I'm starting mountain biking, canoeing. I still struggle with a lot of anxiety, but I've started taking supplements to manage it. And just getting out into nature and being active has really helped. All told, I feel like I finally have something I want to do with my life, and I'm feeling much less stressed and happier. Sorry for the mountain of text.
Oh,
dude.
Shane, dude, that must have put a huge smile ear to ear on your face.
I hope he's okay with me sharing this.
Or what about his parents? You got? I didn't even.
I haven't checked in with him.
I mean, but even the five thoughts a year later, were the parents like, oh my gosh, he's a completely different human being?
I don't know. I think sometimes it's an overnight change. And sometimes, like in Shane's situation, I think it just takes time. You know, he had to work through some issues and
of course.
It takes time. Yeah. So I don't know. I wish I had interviewed the parents before this.
But like
podcast.
The story before of the daughter, like me looking at the before and after as a father, I would just melt knowing that you helped completely shift the entire life of my child. Like that is so cool, man.
You know, the hero of this story is definitely Shane. I mean, the parents, me, the other relatives, he was the one that did the work. Just like in all the stories I'm hearing, I'm telling you here today, you know, it's Tommy. Tommy's the hero of this story. Catherine's the hero of the story. And now I'm going to tell you about how Sarah is the hero of her story. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Okay. So now imagine you've got a freshman.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Played on a field or ice or course,
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Cheerleader. And your daughter has excelled in cheer. And we're not talking about excelled. We're talking like she does the flips.
She's a big
athlete. She does the throws.
Sure.
She's like the star of the team.
Yeah.
She's just very happy, healthy girl. But then something happens in her mental health. And some dark stuff starts happening and you get scared as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to traditional therapy and it doesn't work. Maybe another therapist. And then you call Sean and say, we've got to get to the root of this. What is going on? And so here is what we did with, we're going to call her Sarah. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, one of the things that Sarah was struggling with was, self-harm, cutting herself. I've seen this many times.
I've never understood that. Do you have an understanding as to why that is? What is the point of the, is there a reason?
Yeah, lots. Usually there's very, very normal.
It's like I'm mad at myself, so I have to harm myself. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Yeah, I'm punishing myself.
Yep. Okay. There's a variety of reasons. Yep. If you really break it down, you would see that there's a lot of very, I guess I'll use the word normal, maybe adequate or rational reasons why people cut themselves. You know, one of the reasons too, it just takes the pain away in the moment. It's kind of like a quick, like an alcoholic might just go.
Oh, like it masks the deeper pain. Okay.
Yep. The physical pain.
You're focusing on something different.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Focusing gets the mind on the physical pain in a similar way of how somebody might, instead of raging or yelling at their kids, they go off and do 25 pushups. Mm-hmm. It just takes their mind away. Well, that would be a positive thing, self-harm and cutting themselves. But to see, you know, some of these lovely young people just have cuts on their arms, scabs, or on their upper thighs, it's just so sad. And you know that something is off in their minds and they've got to fix their mind because the thoughts dictate everything. And so even this girl has even a story of her, like, numerous times in these heat of the moments with her parents, this poor girl would race out to the garage and she's looking for something sharp in the garage to cut herself. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine that. I cannot imagine that.
So scary. This is a girl that is literally having mental breakdowns at her public school, like crying, gasping for breath, like having anxiety, panic attacks. This is not good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what we did with this particular situation, because every situation was different, is that she was very much done what many, many young people do. I don't know if you're aware of this. What many young people do, Jordan, is they normalize this.
They think it's no big deal.
This is no big deal. Like, yeah, I have anxiety. There's nothing I can do about it. My friends have worse.
Right.
Did you know this is like this victim mentality? This like,
yeah, no, I've
some people
that.
Even brag or boast about it.
Sure.
And so here is what she did for her top five thoughts. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is freshman year going to be like? Number one thought in life. Okay. Now, while this might sound okay on the surface, if you're thinking about this and dwelling on this,
yeah,
like 24/7, can you see that?
Yeah.
Number two, I have no real friends. Number three is my anorexia story. What would my life have been if I didn't have it? So she just doesn't like her body and wants to hurt it and cut herself and hates how she looks. What would happen if my one friend, would have happened if you're dating our friendship? It's almost like, what would happen if me and my ex-boyfriend would have worked out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dwelling on the past. What would have happened if I took that job? I should have just done this. Yeah,
dwelling on the past. And here's the fifth one. Is my friendship with my new friend even going to work
true.
Out?
Yeah.
What do you think about this? These thoughts, my dude? What do you think about them?
She's just dwelling in disappointment and sadness and negativity. And what I'm thinking about all these trends of these kids, and I feel so bad about, like, the human being's mind goes to this deep of a negative feeling, and we have to train it how to get out of it, which sucks.
Yes.
Like, I wish we were born with this positive outlook, and for some reason, we're born with this negative outlook, and we have to train ourselves that that's not right and it's not healthy, because if we stay on that path, where does it lead you?
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad that we all have to go through that. And for some of us, it's a lot easier than others. And for others, we can't get out of it. We're still in that hole and we're digging it deeper and deeper. And it's like, you ask yourself, like, why are we even here to do this?
Right, right. Before I tell you her thoughts after this, let's just chat for a second about this. Which are your top five thoughts? Everyone asks themselves this rhetorically. And Jordan, if you want to answer this, you can. Which of your top thoughts, which of your top 10 thoughts are really good for you? Which of them are unhealthy for you? Which ones are working for you? Which ones are not? Do you like them? Would you like to change your thoughts? Would you like to move number 7 to number 2? Would you like to move number 1 down to number 10? You know what
Here's
I mean?
Here's the thing. I think all of us need to go to get out a piece of paper and do it. Let's do it. Not like me and you, but I mean, people listening, why don't you write your top 5, top 10 thoughts down? No one's ever asked us to do that.
I have a whole episode on this. Go back and I can try to look for it, but it's called Sean Speaks, Your Top Five Thoughts. And when I tell my next story, can you actually go to our the podcast page and find out what episode it is? I would guess it's probably around in the 20s, Sean Speaks 20. But yeah, while you look, is there any other thoughts? Like if you were to ask me here, let me put you on the spot, Jordan, what do you think about your wife? What would be some lovely thoughts that you think your wife, Dani, would have if we were to ask her? What are your top five thoughts?
What would her thoughts be or my thoughts towards her? What do you think her thoughts would be?
Her thoughts.
I think her thoughts would stem around our children. You know, I guess first is like me and Jordan, right? Everything strong with us, which we work on all the time, and we love our relationship. Are the kids thriving, and what can I do to make them better? Well, there is worry there, you know, with our one with a disability. You know, what's it going to be like for him? Is he going to get bullied? How much harder do I have to work to make him succeed? Like, I want him to succeed, and I know how hard it can be. And so those thoughts come across her mind and my mind often.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude.
excuse me.
Yeah.
I think, you know, family dynamics is a big one. What is my purpose? What's the next step for me to do to lead my family in the way I think we need to go? And we have that conversation a lot, you know, and I think it should go this way. Excuse me. And she thinks it should go this way. And so we talk about it. And and so I think that's on her mind a lot. And how to make, you know, like they say, when someone is like pregnant or having a newborn, you're nesting, you have a nesting phase.
Yeah.
Right? I think our wives always have that. They're always trying to make the house better, trying to make the house beautiful and fun and workable. Yeah. So I think those are some of the
Thoughts. Yeah, man. Everyone listening, just ask yourself that question. Which of your thoughts really need to be replaced? You know, like I worked with one woman in the past and one of her top five thoughts was, I want something sweet. And so, you know, when life got good or when life got hard, she would think about reaching for some type of food, some sweet food. And it wasn't good for her to be thinking that way. Sometimes people think too much about work. Sometimes people think too little about their family. Sometimes people worry too much. You can often find one of the patterns of this exercise is some people, they don't have any statements in their top five. They just have questions like, are my kids okay? What should I do in this situation? Are they looking at me? But here's what comes to, here's her thoughts. Okay, ready? Her thoughts after. And I hope you hear the beauty and the innocence of this. Ready? Her number one thought in life is so cute. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I should go drink water.
Oh my gosh, that is so good.
Isn't that
Why
cute?
Why did she think that? That's hilarious.
I asked her.
Stay hydrated.
I just started laughing too when I heard it and she was okay with me laughing. Like, why? She's like, well, I just realized like water is really good for me. I need to drink it. I feel better when I drink it. And this is a high level athlete we're talking about. Here's number two. In a positive way, this is her thought. What am I wearing to school? Now, this could be a negative thing, but for her, she's fashion. She likes picking out her outfits and she likes thinking about it. It was a positive thing to dwell on versus the past, which you really wisely picked up on, that this girl was dwelling on the dark past too much. Here's a saying that I teach all of my clients and I'll teach you right now. Anxiety means you're thinking too much about the scary future.
Mm.
Depression means you're dwelling too much on the painful past. And we don't want to live in the painful past or the scary future. We want to live in the present. So this is a girl living in the present. Number three thought in life, I have a really cute cat.
Man, our pets are really important for our lives, aren't they?
I think they really are for some people.
That's common.
I learned that. I learned a lot about mental
health. I've been so stubborn with not wanting to get a dog. Maybe I should be getting a dog, you know?
It could be really good. Actually shows medically proven that pets are good for people's mental health. Now, I love number four and five. If this doesn't melt your heart, everyone, this is a girl that you was saying how much she doesn't trust her parents, doesn't like her parents, doesn't getting along with her parents, her dad, this. And number four thought is, I can't wait to do some art. So here we are, her self-soothing. And her number one five thought in life, no particular order, was my parents love me.
Oh, that's sweet. That's really good. Like, it seems like us listening, and I don't know if we have time for one more story, but what I'm trying to sum up here is like the importance of us instilling into our child positivity and like love, because like for some reason they're not getting it anywhere else. And we have to continue to tell them that they are worthy and that they can choose their own path and they can speak up. And this is a lifelong challenge. It's so sad that they don't get that anywhere else. Yeah. We have to do it in the household.
Yeah, man. Well said. Well said. So do you got the episode ready?
Or no, I can't. I'm looking through all of our Sean speaks.
When you do your attitude of gratitude, I will find it. But I have one quick story for you, everyone. Ready? So the year was probably around 2002, and I walked onto a high school campus in San Diego called Scripps Ranch High School. And here's a great story. My fifth success story I wanted to share. And I met these three teenagers. One was named Jason. One was named Amit. And one was named Jordan Higley, and he was a freshman in high school.
This is a terrible story. This does not belong in your story.
Awesome friendship with him and his family. They even took me to Hawaii one time, and they just loved me. They supported my work financially, and we just developed a friendship, and it lasted throughout the years. And now Jordan and I, we share a podcast together. That is a cool story.
It's a cool story, man, and I'm so glad we walked on some random campus and we happened to walk down the stairs at the right time and you were there.
And I got to officiate the wedding with him and his high school sweetheart.
It's turned into a great story.
Danny Loburn became Danny Higley, and now they are happy, healthy, raising three kids and stepping into the challenge and the love of raising a child with Down syndrome and two awesome, healthy, just three healthy kids, and just so happy to know you and to be a part of this. And that's a success story.
Dude, so awesome. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm the one who's honored. I mean, you're the one who did all the work. Like, I couldn't imagine being a 23-year-old like you, or however old you were, and started doing that and wanting to work
21.
For others. 21. You had this idea of like, you wanted to help the youth at such a young age. And like most 21-year-olds are going out partying, trying to figure out who they're going to hang out with, what to do, what to please them rather than helping others. So you've had that gift that's like a giving gift for so long. And I'm thankful. I think all of us listening are thankful. And I guess that leads me to my attitude of gratitude.
Yeah.
To say that I'm thankful for Sean Donahue, for you literally changing people's lives. And to you, it's just what you do. You wake up and it's very natural and it's so great. Start off in youth ministry and you've helped so many kids, but now you're doing this thing on your own and you're helping these parents who feel so lost.
Yeah.
And you literally go into someone's house blind, not knowing what you're going to run into, and come up with a game plan like on the fly. Like, that is so cool. And not everybody can do that. You get kids to appreciate you and respect you and then change their methods because of what you instill in them. And then ultimately, I mean, I'm sure all the parents are just so happy for you. And I know my parents are, I know I am, and I know everyone listening is too. So, man, thank you.
Thank you for letting me. Thanks for being a part of my journey and just working with kids and all these different nonprofits and different things that I've done. And thank you for your friendship. And thank you, everyone, for letting me share these stories. I hope they inspired you to just be a loving, amazing parent we were all called to be, to fill the world,
our
own children, with love and identity. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. You are a good parent. Oh my gosh, family life and parenting is so hard. I hope today gave you some tools and some inspiration. And if you're joining this podcast, then please do me a favor. Leave us a positive review on your podcast provider. And if you're hearing this and you're struggling as a parent, your family is struggling, or you need parenting tools for that one challenging, struggling kid, well, I will see you in a live Zoom call inside my VIP membership, and I will give you the specific tools you need to solve every problem you have and to stay strong, be close, and teach with.
When you want to bet on sports, play it on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile.
BetRivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. BetRivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance!
presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.